if somebody had, say, 7 boys and 7 girls, you'd say you had a whole what of children? You had a whole... Any name for that?
Family. That's all right.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word passel there? He has a whole passel.
Passel of children. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know you had that many. I mean, mm-hmm. you have a lot of children. I think out in the country they used to say they had a passel of children or something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, something else that you probably ate a lot of, stuff that grows out on stalks.
Corn. Mm-hmm.
Doubt it. Doubt it too. Great. Especially, do you ever have it where you cut it off and fry it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that dish?
That's just fried corn.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you mean by roasting ears or roasting ears?
Mm-hmm. Well, you wrap them in the leaves and barbecues and things and cook them on those grills, you know, to eat with steaks and things, and they're good. Mm-hmm.
And the outside of the ear of the corn, what do you call that?
That's the shirt.
Mm-hmm. And
then there's the silk in there next to it, corn silk.
And out of the top of the corn stalk, you have what thing? You have that thing?
Tassel.
Mm-hmm. And corn that's tender enough to eat off a cob, any special name for that?
No, it's just young corn, or other corn.
Mm-hmm.
So many different varieties of it.
Mm-hmm. And getting some fruits here. You mentioned that this place was once a cantaloupe patch.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other kinds of melons that people would eat around the South?
Watermelons and cantaloupes. And we didn't have these, the big white looking ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Mushmelon, is that?
No, not mushmelons.
Or the honeydew melon.
Honeydews, that I like them, but they don't. We didn't have those. We just had cantaloupes and different varieties of those, and the same with watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're the only kind I remember.
Do you remember having different kinds of watermelon? Or
oh yeah, a lot of different varieties.
Do you remember any of those?
Let's see. They used to have one they called salmon melons. They were right salmon colored inside, kind of yellowish, weren't those red ones, but I never did like those things. I like my watermelon red if I eat it, and I'm not too crazy about watermelon. I had this friend that was caterist, so she was a marvelous cook, and she used to put up watermelon rind preserves and sell those things. And she'd send us over huge pans of just the hearts of watermelon, so cold on a hot summer night. But I got to where I didn't enjoy it. We had too much of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have the large round fruit that you might make a jack-o'-lantern out of it at Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh, pumpkins.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Did you have any special name for it when you let it dry?
What's that?
The squash. Did you have a special name for it when you let it dry?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes these things you probably eat too. They spring up in the woods and fields after a rain, little white umbrella.
Mushroom.
I can't stand
it. I wouldn't eat any out in the woods. I'd be eating toadstools. I would rather buy them out.
What's the difference? Is there a difference between mushrooms and toadstools?
Oh, Lord, yes. I don't think toadstools are supposed to be poison, aren't they?
Not edible.
And they grow out in the fields and things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about them. I love mushrooms and have them a lot, but I get mine canned or frozen.
That's
you don't get them out in the fields, so be afraid of them.